It's the Beehive Archive on KCBW. I'm Brandon Johnson. Today on the program, learn about the flag Mormon pioneers flew to celebrate their arrival in the Salt Lake Valley. It wasn't the Stars and Stripes. First this.
Support for KCPW's production of the Beehive Archive comes from the Utah Humanities Council and a We the People grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Cynthia Buckingham, UHC's Executive Director. Since 1975, we've provided programs statewide that explore diverse traditions, values, and ideas and encourage informed public discussion. We're online at utahhumanities.org.
Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive. I'm Brandon Johnson with a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. Every year on the 24th of July, people line the streets of Salt Lake and other Utah communities and wave the American flag to honor the arrival of the Latter-day Saint pioneers. Yet, when the Mormons arrived in Salt Lake Valley, they chose to wave a very different flag. Not the flag of the American nation, but a religious banner that some have called the flag of the Kingdom of God. Just 2 days after the pioneers arrived in the valley, Church President Brigham Young and several other men climbed Ensign Peak, north of where downtown Salt Lake now stands, and declared that one day they would plant an ensign there that represented God's kingdom. To symbolize that promise, they hoisted one of the men's yellow handkerchiefs into the air and let it flap in the breeze. Later, an official version of the flag of the kingdom was designed and displayed around town, often on the 4th and 24th of July holidays. It resembled the American flag in some ways. It had stripes and stars, but it was just blue and white, no red. Later, another version of the flag was made that didn't even have stripes, only stars. So why were the pioneers flying a different flag than Old Glory? Weren't they patriotic? Actually, many Mormons during the 1800s were fed up with the federal government. They believed the nation had become corrupted and that American politicians were conspiring to oppress them. Struggles between the government and the church over polygamy just fed the fire. In fact, on the 4th of July in 1885, Church President John Taylor ordered American flags on church property to be flown at half-staff to protest the government's persecution of Mormon polygamists. Apostle Orson Hyde even prophesied the nation's destruction and threatened to resign his American citizenship. Over time, tempers cooled, but at least for a while in the 1800s, members of the LDS Church seemed more comfortable with flying their own flag than the Stars and Stripes on Pioneer Day.
For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.